Compassion and kindness. Compassion is the wish that a living being not suffer, and is usually combined with feelings of sympathetic concern. Kindness is the wish that a being be happy, usually with feelings of warmth. In everyday life, these two often meld together, with related feelings of helpfulness, friendliness, and support, so we'll consider them together here. While compassion can feel softly sad, which is of course perfectly appropriate and fine, the cultivation of it through a practice like the one that follows can also activate reward centers in your brain to give you a greater sense of its sweetness and beauty. Here is the heal practice for the experience of compassion and kindness. Have. Notice when you already feel compassion or kindness. Also, create this experience by calling to mind a person, a group of people, or a pet you care about. Perhaps offer good wishes to them, such as by saying to yourself, "May you be at peace." Enrich. Open to compassion and kindness. Let these feelings fill your mind and body, becoming more intense. Give yourself over to them and help them last. Sense into your chest near your heart and imagine warmth spreading there. Bring a friend to mind and send compassion and kindness to him or her, perhaps by saying things to yourself such as, "May you be safe, healthy, happy, and live with ease." Try this with other sorts of people, including those you really appreciate, those you feel neutral about, such as strangers on the street, and perhaps even those who have mistreated you. You can extend your warmth and good wishes to people you will never know, letting your compassion and kindness radiate out to include the whole world. See what it feels like to send your good wishes out to all living beings, including animals and plants. Embody compassion or kindness by murmuring comfort as you might when seeing a friend in pain, or, as appropriate, by extending your arms out as if you were cradling or hugging someone. Absorb. Let compassion and kindness sink into you, like the sun's warmth into your skin. Make room in yourself for these feelings. Let yourself shift into becoming kinder and more compassionate. And as this happens, let any anger or ill will toward others fall away. Link. Be aware of compassion and kindness, as well as any indifference or ill will toward others, and related feelings such as jealousy, envy, anger, resentment, or vengeance. Keep renewing your warm-heartedness, sensing it connecting with and gradually infusing any indifference or ill will. Let compassion and kindness touch any anger inside you. Feel what it's like to see another person clearly, while also having compassion and kindness toward him or her. See what it's like to know that someone has mistreated you and to want justice, while at the same time wishing that he or she not suffer, and instead be truly happy. Feel compassion and kindness sinking into any places inside that have felt pinched or cold toward others, loosening and filling and warming them. Then let go of any negative material and feel only compassion and kindness. A few times over the next hour, be aware of only neutral or positive material, such as a sense of compassion and kindness, while also bringing to mind a neutral trigger of indifference or ill will.